Hey,
welcome back everybody to Bad Film Good, the podcast where we look at poorly rated movies and we ask the question,
oh, shit.
Is Bad Film Good? My name is Declan.
I am Aiden and we are on a podcast.
Brilliant.
Yeah, bring it down.
Flawless. Pass the mic over.
Damn, that was absolutely good. We should do that every time.
The delivery, yeah. Today we will be looking at The Hottie and The Knotty. A film that I had no idea existed. And I think has an interesting cast.
Interesting cast, interesting concept.
I mean,
groundbreaking plot. Yeah. Never seen before.
Yeah. But before we get into all of that, Aiden, why don't you tell us what is Shrekking and the Necking? Necking? Not Shrekking? Shrekking and the Not Shrekking.
Shrekking.
This week.
And the Farquadding.
Oh.
Which is topical, because this is an article from the Daily Mail. Which
what the
said,
fuck was that?
Sorry, I just coughed.
What the fuck was that? That's not a cough. That you just got possessed for a second. Is this a bit? I don't understand.
We'll see. We'll see if I leave it in, and then it will be a bit. This is an article from the Daily Mail or Mail Online, same thing. It says, and it's a few months old, so sorry. Kim Kardashian gets compared to Shrek's Lord Farquaad and Johnny Depp's Willy Wonka as social media users poke fun at her new bob. Run for your life, Augustus Gloop. So this is a large publishing company.
Phone's buzzing. Turn it off.
Sorry. Large publishing company.
I say while I turn off my...
while he snaps.
Nah, I ain't snapping.
Do you know what it is? It's my fucking watch that's buzzing. It's got it quite a loud
watch.
Yeah, my fucking Fitbit. It's got quite a loud buzz and it's right next to the mic. So, what were we talking about?
It's just poor etiquette, honestly. Poor podcast etiquette, I think.
Sorry. Should we just start the whole thing again? Should we cancel this podcast?
Hey, guys. new intro now, apparently.
Yeah. All right, let's start again. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, go. Hey. Follow me with the bit. Follow the bit.
Yeah. Welcome back to the bit.
Yes, and.
All right.
Fucking,
come on then.
Oh, yeah. So Kim Kardashian, and she got a haircut. She posted it. And then the internet went mad because she's basically got a bob. And people have been comparing it to... I can't be asked to read the fucking article because it just says what Shrek is and who Kim Kardashian is.
It's just she got a hairstyle that, shock and horror, other people from other things have had.
Yeah. So the one it most looks like is the Willy Wonka one. But people have also said Lord Farquaad, which honestly, not really. But,
it is what it is.
I mean, like, people have just put her face onto Lord Farquaad and then same with Willy Wonka. It's like, just a bit dead.
Once you've seen Lord Farquaad Markiplier's face, there's no point. Just don't bother putting anything else on it. It's done.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'll be honest. 3 minutes before the podcast, I was like, shit, I forgot to get an article. I've got one more saved up. And I usually order them in best to worst. So that would have been the worst of my saved up articles.
Worst of the worst.
But we've got through it together. And the main thing is that now I'll have to find better articles. So You're welcome.
Last minute articles.
More last minute articles, yeah, which are always the best way.
Well, let's anyway,
fucking go.
Lord Farquaad, hair bob, Shrekking aside, Aiden. as I said, this week we are going to be looking at the hottie and the naughty.
The hottie and the naughty.
Thank you, Aiden.
Thank you.
Which we saw on Amazon Prime.
Mm.
Which describes...
And it was free.
And it was free. With an ad at the beginning. And I thought there was going to be an ad.
halfway through.
Every like 15 to 30 minutes or whatever it was before. And I was like, this motherfucker, he's done it again.
That's why I wanted to do this film.
But it wasn't. It was just like one of those like Amazon Prime's own ads that started at the beginning where it's like, hey, you're gonna watch one of our shows. Look at this other show you could also watch. And I'm like, all right, well, I'm watching this one. So, you know, let's
calm down, dude. Let me just watch this.
Yeah. So Amazon Prime described this film as Christabel, in brackets, Paris Hilton, has been the girl of Nate's, in brackets, Joel David Moore, dreams since they first met in first grade. After one too many breakups, he decides to track her down and finally tell her how he feels. The good news, she's still single and stunning. Okay, we'll come back to that. The bad news, she won't date him until her ugly best friend finds a boyfriend. And then the tags are serious and also comedy. For some reason, wow. 4 out of 5 stars with 70 reviews. On Amazon Prime.
We'll get... Look, but I'm not giving it away, but it does that say might right be next a to little it. Bit far off.
It does say right next to it, IMDb 2.0.
Oh, 2.0? Holy damn.
Yeah.
God damn, 2.0. This is news to me. What's 2.0 about this IMDb?
Amazon could be fluffing the numbers. I don't know.
They must be. Yeah, everything's rated at least 4 on Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Cool, yeah. Why don't you give us some info?
Okay, so it's made in 2008, which is ridiculous. Wild, which we'll get into.
Same year as The Dark Knight.
That's
really cool. I love using that as a frame of reference for things. Whenever somebody's like, what came out in 2008? The Dark Knight.
And the Hottie and the Naughty.
Iron Man.
And the Hottie and the Naughty.
Yeah. And probably like, you know, other films that aren't superhero related that are also big and good. But I mean, you know, who really cares about them, you know?
It was directed by David Falk, which is a name I recognize, but I couldn't be asked to look up. It stars Paris Hilton, Carly Scott Collins, Joel David Moore, Christine Larkin, the Greg Wilson. I don't think it's meant to say the. I don't think it's meant to say the Greg Wilson. But not sure.
The Greg Wilson. Himself,
the Greg right. Wilson. The Steve Buscemi. The Marianne... Mullally. That's a lot of L's. I tried my best. And the Jonathan Erb. It had a budget of $9 million, which actually is quite cheap. But it made $1.5 million.
Yeah,
fully deserved.
Fucked.
Yeah, fucking right. Are you ready for this? So that 4.5 out of fucking that 4.5 out of Amazon, whatever.
Yeah.
Fuck.
4 out of 5 on Amazon.
Yeah, it's got 8.5 out of 10 on IMDb.
Nah, you're kidding.
74% on Rotten Tomatoes.
This guy. Good for you.
Okay, it's got 2 out of 10 on IMDb.
That's more like
6% on Rotten Tomatoes. Whoa. And only 7 Metal Crickets liked it.
God damn. 7. They're normally higher.
They're the numbers are fucked, man.
I heard the doom bell. Aiden, why don't you tell us what is on the menu this week?
Fucking Coq-au-vin. A bit of Coq-au-vin.
What? What the fuck are you saying?
Coq-au-vin.
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 You can say the most British way, like, it's a Coq-au-vin.
It's just Coq-au-vin. It's just bloody Coq-au-vin, isn't it? Just Coq-au-vin and Kenny Stella. Who bloody wants it?
I still don't know what the fuck you're talking about. So
it's like chicken and red wine, I think.
Damn. Just the way, just imagine literally like unseasoned, just cooked chicken. That's it. nothing on it, just the whitest, starkest cooked chicken, and then just a glass of wine and that's it.
Yeah, is that not
cook a man?
It's not cook a man, isn't it? It's French. It's got some wine.
Pour a glass of wine and then makes the meal French.
Raw chicken. Yeah.
It's just fucking chicken. It's just somebody literally just bought a chicken, put it in the oven, that's it. And then they just got a glass of wine. They were like, it's French.
I'm having Le Domino's.
Le chicken from the oven.
Coco Domino's. Coco Tagliatelle. French.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Anyway. Let's go into this shit.
Let's go into this fucking movie. Right, before we go into anything, can we say, just from me reading that blurb, right? So, which goes into a wider point in this movie. Yeah. So the idea is that we have this little flashback to when this guy's a kid in apparently in first grade. So they're like, what, six maybe? And there's this girl who he fancied in first grade. And like in here, it says, he wants to track her down, finally tell her how he feels. The good news, she's still single and stunning. Now, with the English language, you could read that as she's still single and she's also stunning in her adult age now. However, kind of with the feel of the vibe of this movie, kind of feels like it's saying she's still single and stunning. Like, she's also still stunning.
Yeah.
The previous time that we're referencing here being that she was 6 years old.
Nah, 100%. Because, fucking, let's get into this film.
Let's get into this, because the reason I... Because you might just hear that and be like, no, it's clearly the first one. It's just she's still single. And, you know, she's also stunning, because she's an older being now. You know, she's an adult. There's nonce foolery going on in this
there's
movie.
There's nonce all about this place.
Yep.
There's fucking nonsense left, right, and centre. the film opens. It's the guy, I can't remember what his name is, the character.
It's the guy who I know him mainly from Bones. And it's sad seeing him in this movie because he plays a great character in Bones and a couple other things, and I can't remember what. I remember him showing up in something, but
I recognize him, I just didn't know from
what. Yeah. He plays like this character in Bones who is hilarious because he just always talks about wanting to die.
Bone.
About how everything is like, there's no point to anything and everything is meaningless and the triviality of life and, you know, whatever bullshit.
My guy has depression.
But he wears it like a fucking sash. It's very funny.
But he's Nate. I think his name is...
Yes, Nate. That's his name in this.
So Nate, he's breaking up with his girlfriend, or his girlfriend's breaking up with him because she's like, I hate you. You're a piece of shit. And at the start of the film, you're like, wow, she's overreacting. She's trying to kill him. Like, what's this
guy's
done?
Well, you're kind of
done?
Like, are we seeing an abusive relationship here? Because she immediately just hits him with a... literally assaults him and then gaslights him, saying, you know, what? You always do this. This is why I had to spray paint your car and shave your head or whatever. And you're like, what the fuck?
But by the end of the film, you're kind of like, he might deserve that. but we'll get into why. So he's like, this is the problem. I need to go back to my first love, Paris Hilton. But
who no other women compare to, which is why I have relationship issues. And not because I don't understand women.
Or respect them in any way. But he whips out a photo of her as a child.
Yeah, so he has it in his drawer, right?
Yeah. What the fuck?
So the premise, in the beginning, I can't remember if it's before we see him as an adult. I think it is. Because it opens with this thing where they're like, did you ever have that one girl back when you were in school who was just so gorgeous that when you grew up, all other women compared to her in your mind because no one else could reach that level of beauty that your first crush had or something like this, right? And you're kind of like, okay, all right. It's kind of strange that they're taking this angle because normally in movies, it's normally in high school or something, right?
In
American films, it's like, you know, oh my god, that's Stacy. She's the lead cheerleader or whatever fucking thing. And it's like, it's a high school thing where they're like, oh, the first crush in high school, whatever. But they're like all 6 years old, roughly.
Yeah.
And it's like fucked. And it kind of has this one little girl come in who's like blonde hair, blue eyes. And then the character that is him when he was that age is like, wow.
She's hot.
I don't know what that means.
And we as audience members are meant to go, yeah, she is. So fucked up.
So in the beginning, you're like, all right, they're setting the scene. This is from the perspective of the kid. It's like, oh, look, he really fancies this kid. Okay. Then he pulls out the photo later, like when we see him as an adult and he looks back at the photo. Which I'm like, okay, so he never won. Where'd he get the photo?
Yeah, because it's not like a school. It's not like a class photo. It's just of her.
It's not an end of school photo either. They didn't choose to do the thing that would make more sense. That if he fancied her so much, he probably would have fancied her all through school, and so would if he's going to have a creepy picture that he somehow obtained of her. You'd think that maybe it would be one from when she was, you know, much older at the end of the last time he saw her at the end of high school or whichever's the highest ones, seniors. I don't know how it works over there, but the highest one that they've got over there, you know, from like a yearbook photo or something. And it's like, oh, I haven't seen her since that day or anything like this. But no, he's like, oh yeah, you know, this picture of her when she was six. Man, I really fancied her back then.
Man, and it gets
totally
even...
totally don't now.
No, it's fucking worse than that.
It gets worse, though.
Because, so he's like, I gotta find her. So he goes to LA and meets up with his creepy, disgusting friend. he's like, remember that six-year-old girl I had a crush on in school? And he's like, yeah, I do. We all know. And then he's like, well, I'm gonna try and find her. Like, I want to like meet up with her and try and bang. This guy's like, yeah, I know everything about her because I fucking stalk her. Here's a photo album, and he's like, they're flicking through together of this fucking photo album. And they're literally like, whoa, that's her in fifth grade?
Oh my God.
And I was like,
it's
bro,
so bad.
You're bro. You can't. You can't.
You just can't. You can't. Because they say that, and then I've got that as in my notes here, where I just put, this is so noncy.
Yeah.
Because there's literally a line when he looks at it and he's like, you know, wow, this was her at 12 years old or whatever. And yeah, he's like, yeah. Damn. And then he says, man, she got harder every year. I'm like, bro, you can't. What the fuck is wrong with you? But not only that, like, I mean, this is, his friend is literally like, he's like an incel caricature, right? Like,
he's living with his mum,
yeah. Who just makes him like sweets all the time. Like, bakes him sweets or something.
Yeah, Christmas cookies, which, like, Christmas I will give him credit. Christmas, American Christmas cookies slap. So, if I'm an incel, I'd get those Christmas cookies.
You'll make up an album.
Yeah.
but yeah, it is. I could not believe, because we were already, because I was, like, Raisa was sat watching this with me, like, sort of half watching it.
Okay, well, did she stay in the room for the whole time? Because I messaged you privately.
She was on a laptop.
I messaged him privately being like, oh, I bet Rice is fucking loving this. Because like literally 10 minutes into the film, I was like, this is the most misogynistic thing I've ever seen. And I've seen 10 minutes. Just like, fuck me.
Oh, yeah. It was funny. It was hard for her to watch. She was kind of, she was in and out of the room, but yeah. But yeah, it's fucking hell. It was, yeah, you're watching this and you're like, where is this film going? Because we're 10 minutes in and it is just full of nonce activity. Nonce and stalking. Well, because then
it should have been called the noncy and the stalky.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey-o.
But you have that stuff in the beginning. Like, where he's obviously saying, oh, you know, this is her when she was looks like this or whatever. But he's got, it's this massive fucking file. He's like, oh, no, don't worry. I don't need to just, like, help you find her. I can just give you her entire day-to-day schedule.
Yeah.
Of everything she does. So, at exactly this time, she goes for a run and... What we do as a collective, me and the boys, is we go and sit on these specific benches at this time of the day so that when she runs past, we get a good view of her ass and making sure that we're at the right angle so that the sun doesn't get in our eyes so that we can stare at her ass as she runs by.
Yeah, and because... And this guy's saying all this, and my guy Nate's like, because he's like, yeah, you should go to the bench and wait for her, so you can see how hot she is. And Nate's like, yeah. Okay, I will. And I was like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah,
what the fuck, dude?
And he still has this like, because I can't remember whether he like goes back home or if he sat there or whatever. But again, he has this moment where he's like, he gets lost in his thoughts and he thinks back to when she was 6 years old and it was him like doing a Valentine's heart or whatever that he was going to give to her. And then kind of gets like, oh, because she's not interested or something, or he doesn't end up going and giving it to her. I don't remember. But again, we were like, why is he still thinking about her? Being 6 years old. I get the whole thing of like, oh, back when he was 6 years old, like he saw her in a certain way and whatever. Like, sure. But again, if he's this obsessed with her at what, late 20s, then where was all of this all throughout school?
In which case
he would have seen his only last memory of her was when she was 6 years old. So he's obsessed. His life, the whole idea is that all of his past relationships fail because they can't compare to the unattainable image that he's built up
of a 6-year-old girl. Fuck me, dude.
And that's within the first 10 minutes.
That's, yeah. You're like, oh my God, there's an hour and a half left of this. It's fucked. Like, so he goes to the bench.
Yeah.
And he sees her. and she's like, there's so many, there's too many issues with this. We don't have time to get into all of them. But she's running past all these fucking stalkers at the beach, and she's just like, "Hey, boys!" And they're like, "Hey!"
They're like, oh, spitting out their water and falling over each other, and like, oh my god,
fucking unbelievable. And then Nate, like, he's like, "Whoa, she's even more attractive than the 6-year-old in my head." And then just like, he fucking gets up and runs and like fucking chases her. He's running behind her, sniffing her.
Yeah.
And then like,
just fucking tackles her.
Yeah, just fucking tackles her. And he's like,
it's like this stupid thing where he's like running behind her, and then he's got his eyes closed because he's like, because he can smell her as he's like running creepily behind her. And then he gets like closer in and literally goes like sniffing her. And then she kind of turns like, what the fuck? And then he like, quote, I'm doing air quotes right now, like bumps into her, but sort of just wraps his arms around her, and they both fall onto the ground. Like, whoa, oh no.
Oops.
Fucking sad. And then she's just like, I mean, again, in this, her character, it's so weird the way they've written her character and the other lady in this. Because at times, she's just like completely, she just seems completely oblivious. Like, she's just been stalked and jumped and literally like potentially assaulted by this guy.
Yeah.
And she's just like, get back up, start running again, like, oh well. And you're like, what the fuck? There's no person then, in this.
And she's like, it's fucked up because this guy has just chased her down, sniffed her, and then he's like, I knew you when you were 6. And she's like, oh, cool. And then she goes and has fucking lunch with him. Yeah. I was like, bro, run. Run for your fucking life, dude.
And that's what, like, we were sort of theorizing in the beginning. We were like, oh, so she's just, like, the dumb, like, she doesn't kind of think about, she's kind of an airhead, and she doesn't kind of, she's naive to the real world because she's just a pretty face or whatever. But even then, like, later on, they don't really play her like that, because she has a thing later on where she's like, oh, this stuff that I was doing earlier, I was just pretending to be, like, super weird and like, drunk and all this kind of stuff. Yeah. And just, like, really dumb and ditzy to test you or whatever. So they kind of have, like, moments where she does shit like that, or moments where she's completely aware of, like, she's sat down and there's some fucking beefed up, chiseled man being like, oh, I'm gonna go over to her and fucking fuck. and then she's just like, you know, doesn't, I'm not falling for any silver tongue, whatever, and whatever. So like, I don't understand. I mean, let's face it, it's almost like somebody wrote this, you know, without having any knowledge of women at all in general.
They wrote the female characters without consulting any females in their life. There's a good chunk of this film where I just stopped. I wrote, bruh, this is just awful. And then I stopped writing things.
I stopped writing my notes as well.
Yeah, because it just gets too much. You're just like, so the whole fucking thing is, it's the most generic, like, one-dimensional story in the world.
It's a cookie-cutter rom-com.
Yeah, he falls for the hottie, and her best friend is, like, just, like, vilely disgusting. Like, unrealistically disgusting. Yeah, exactly. It's, like, it's so stupid. And you're just like, oh, what, like, what... Fucking.
But it's also like what a kid would associate an ugly person to be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, where, yeah.
Just like, you could imagine a kid being like, and she has a big witch's mole wart on her face, and she's got big ugly teeth, and she's got hairy legs, and her toenails are so gross, and she's got big spots all over her arms and her back and her face.
Yeah, it's just,
and her
so
hair is gross or whatever.
Fucking so shit. And like, the, it's such a, god, I was like, fuck you.
She's Nanny
man.
McPhee.
She is Nanny McPhee, literally.
She's Nanny
McPhee,
McPhee in this movie.
And she and like, and it's so like, it's like, oh my god, that I jumping ahead to the end, he's like, oh yeah. My god, the whole time I was actually in love with her, but I didn't realize. Yeah, but only when she becomes attractive. It's like, yeah. Oh, I was in love with you because I see you as an object. But now I see her as an object, and I'm like, yeah, I'll have this one instead. I was like, yeah. Fuck off, man. I've literally, I wrote.
It's so, because it's they so... play the whole, again, like, we, if we kind of, I suppose, again, like you said, it's very generic, so we can just sort of go back.
Yeah, there's no, you know what, like, the story is.
At the very end, he has this kind of epiphany where he, because he sees, because he's like, is he like in her house or something? I don't remember what that, I think she he was like.
Their roommates.
Around, he was probably invited around to her house because they're like hanging out more and stuff. And they have like a falling out, and then he finds the, he finds this like big Valentine's love heart that we saw in the beginning that you thought was for the other, so like the main girl that he liked when they were six. But then it was like a piece of paper over it where he, where instead of the other girl's name, it was for, what was her name? June, which was
June,
the naughty, the ugly one. And he was like, wait, that's right. My entire life, I had forgotten that this apparently pinnacle moment for me, this pivotal moment, I actually gave it to the ugly girl instead. But for some reason.
Because I pitied her. Well, that's it. He's I felt bad for her because she's literally sat on the bench crying because everyone was making fun
kill
of
herself
her.
In a kid way.
Yeah. And like, young Paris Hilton is like, he's like coming up to her and she's like, no, fuck off. Like, you're just here to, like, bully her. And he's like, no, I felt terrible for all the for the irredeemable abhorrent shit I just spouted at her in class. I said the most vile awful things to her, and I was gonna give this Valentine's Day card to you, but I felt so bad about the nasty. She'll need therapy after the things I said. Just absolutely vile. But I did feel bad, so I gave her this Valentine's card. And then he's like, in the future, I loved her the whole time. And I'm like, fuck off. No, dude. You fucking didn't.
Oh,
go
it's
fuck
so fucking
yourself.
Stupid. Because it is literally, again, we called it, where like, as they're going along, like, he buys the two of them this $2,000 spa treatment thing. So that, okay, rewind it back a little bit. The whole point is that he just wants to fuck Paris Hilton. That is pretty much it. He talks about her being his dream girl or whatever, but all he is trying to do is fuck. That is
literally.
Like the only thing that he's trying to do. And then she's like, oh, well, the way that she's written, she's literally like, I'm so extremely horny.
Yeah, literally.
But I can only have sex if my friend gets to have some sex. Because she's never done it. And she's never had a boyfriend. And I swore to myself that no matter how horny I am, and I am, by the way, extremely horny, it doesn't matter because my friend has to have some sex first. And that's the only, that's my, That's my conditions. So then, you know, then he's like, okay,
I gotta get her
and find you a person to have sex with your friend.
Yeah. And you get like, he goes and finds some random guy on the street and he's like, I'll pay you to go on a date with this girl. And this guy, like,
literal money.
And this guy's like fucking gagging at this. Like, her teeth are a bit fucked. She's got a mole. That's kind of it. Like,
look, let's be real about this. They go as far as they can to make her as like over exaggerated.
Yeah, cartoon ugly.
Cartoon ugly as possible. Teeth should not be possible for a person's actual teeth. They look like they have... I don't understand. It's crazy. It's like this witch's hag, whatever, you know.
Yeah. But it doesn't make you gag. She's still a person. But this guy's like, oh my god!
He's like, and I'm pretty sure a part of my eyes just died.
Yeah, I was like, bro, chill. Like,
when he gets this guy on board, there's this bit where he basically corners him before he can call the number that he like put a number up on one of those fucking things where people post stuff there as bait. And when he went to do it, he was like, all right, I'll pay you, but all you got to do is go on a date with a girl. And he's like, okay. And then he says something. And then the guy goes, does she have a vagina? And he's like,
yeah.
He's like, yeah. And if you get there, you also have to let me know, because I also need to know whether that happens or not. And then... because he's like, because of how intense he is, the guy just kind of narrows his eyes and he's like, is it going to be you in a dress? And he's like, what? No, this is a real woman.
Yeah, quote unquote, real woman.
Yeah. I was like, oh no.
This guy is as the piece of shit this guy is for being like, I mean, I live with my mom, but... and then, like, jumps in the... Like, they go on a boat date and her toenail flies off into his mouth or some
we
shit.
We were eating at that time. It was so fucking gross.
So gross.
Oh, she has a massive infected toenail and it just flies into the guy's fucking face.
Oh, just vile. And he, man, like, jumps into the river. But this guy, he comes back. Nate is like, I'll pay you some more money if you come back. And the guy's like, okay, what are we doing this guy? And Nate's like, I'm going to hook you up to a fucking car battery and use, what's that therapy called?
Like shock therapy,
basically. To be like, you are physically attracted to her. And if you're not, I'll fucking... hit you with 5,000 volts. And this guy's like, yeah, sounds good, bro. Where's that $500 at? I was like, oh my god.
Yeah, they just fully hypnotize him as well with this ridiculous, like, they do hypnosis on him and say to him that whenever he sees that lady, that she, to him, is going to look like this space lady from... I mean, they were joking that he was a Trekkie, but I don't... I don't know whether it was actually from Star Trek, because she just looked like...
I thought it was just like Paris Hilton in Alien makeup.
No. It's literally... It's some woman who's like painted silver, and it's like this super weird thing.
But why didn't they just use a picture of Paris Hilton?
Because they probably didn't want...
Anything else.
It's just stupid. So basically then he's like, oh, and the spell will only break when you hear these words, I love, and then he's trying to like think of something. So then the other guy in the room,
the incel friend who's also involved in this,
tries to like finish what his sentence, and he's like, midget mimers or mimes or whatever, like a street mime.
Yeah.
And then immediately we were like, oh my god, they're gonna have a scene where they have a little person as a mime, and it's just, oh fuck me. Exactly what they did.
Yeah, and then he's like, oh, and then the guy's like,
oh, hey, Dad, look, I love midget mimes, and it triggers. But then what I thought was funny, and this is back in 2008 as well, just, you know, remind. What I thought was funny was that after this ridiculous kind of thing then happens, and it's like, oh, they did the thing. They said the phrase that sounded ridiculous, but it actually happened. And then he runs away because he's now seen the woman for how she is, and the hypnosis is broken. And then the dad of that kid turns to him, and he's like, he was like, the correct term is little people now, or something like
no,
that.
No, he goes, they're called little people, honey.
Yeah, something like that. I was just like, what was the point in that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you're going to go as far as you did.
Yeah. Yeah. Literally. Why be like, now we're on the right side of this. Don't worry, guys.
Just like, don't worry, guys.
We're with you. We are allies. Yeah.
We are allies.
Fuck off, man. A big plot point is that, they're struggling to find anyone that will. Oh, it's at that bit as well. Because the little person, is like, oh, I'll which I don't even know. By the way, I don't know what the correct terminology is anymore, and I think it depends who you ask.
Yeah, possibly, but I think generally accepted.
Anyway,
as a little person.
The little person is like,
or just a mime.
The mime. Yeah, thanks. Or the profession that he is, dude.
We were talking about the subject, so I feel like it's acceptable
that you focused on that. But yeah,
also,
the mime.
I wonder what Chevy Chase would have said in that situation.
Oh no, no.
He would have agreed with it.
Yeah. Well, at least I wasn't looking at that 6-year-old photo with Andy Dick or whatever. Your personal hero.
What was I saying?
So the mime drew a like caricature of June. Thanks. And it's like ugly and everyone's laughing.
It's like a donkey or something.
A donkey, but with her face, and everyone's like laughing. And Nate is like, because you're like, okay, he's kind of a piece of shit, but he's clearly doing the thing where he's falling in love with her. And
like, by this point, she's had like a couple of improvements because of that spa thing that he bought them.
Yeah. She's still got the mole at this point. Her teeth are still fucked. But she's lost the monobrow.
Really Nanny McPhee-ing.
Yeah, literally. And he's like, and you're like, oh, okay, maybe this is, but before he can step in and be like, hey, fuck you, some hunk fucking ripped bod Swedish guy is like, hey, that's not on, and then just like punches the mime, and you're like,
At first, I was so confused. I thought that it was like it was going to have a sort of rug pull, and that this hunky guy that just literally showed up out of nowhere, I thought that he was part of the act, and so the whole point of like, oh, he backhands this little person who goes fucking flying. I thought the whole point was that it was part of their act together, and that you would it was going to be like a thing where she thought he was coming to her rescue, but then he was going to like do something else and it would be like, ha, got ya.
Yeah.
But no, literally his character fucking sends this man flying. And again, it's the whole thing of using little people as props for slapstick comedic value.
Nice. Good, brilliant. Classy film this is.
Classy.
But
you
don't
see that guy again. He just gets backhanded.
No, he's dead. He's dead. but yeah, so that this hunk of a man shows up and he's like the perfect human, and he seems really interested in June, and like he's like, oh, I'll fix your teeth for free because I'm a dentist. I'm also a pilot and a ex
military man and Doctors Without Borders guy.
And I save children on a daily, and everyone and they're like, oh, that's interesting. And my guy Nate is like, or he goes to talk to his incel friend about it, and the incel's like, yeah, he's trying to like go the back door route. So like he's trying to make friends with June first so he can get with Paris Hilton later. And Nate's like, I hear you loud and clear, Chief. I'll become the worst human being possible. And he's just like, I was like, I hope Nate gets none of them. He fucking deserves none of them. He is such a cunt. Because he's like, oh, fuck everyone else's happiness but mine. I'll just sabotage this innocent man. Well, turns out he's not innocent, but that's beside the point. He's like, every time he rips off his shirt, I'm going to tackle him to the ground. And every time he says something, I'm going to one-up him. And if they call me out because it sounds ridiculous, I'll just deny it. Because I'm a piece of shit.
It's so funny. That scene where he's talking, where his fucking incel friend's talking to him, it is genuinely like somebody... It's so weird because you're like, how is this not satire? Because... It's like he's saying to him all of the things that, like, insecure, kind of jealous, like, men do. That's, like, the whole, like, fragile masculinity side of things where it's all about, like, oh, you've got to... Oh, if this guy's trying to say that he does this, you've got to be bigger and you've got to be better, because as soon as they see his abs and his pecs, dude, you've lost those girls. You stand no chance against rippling muscles. And if he does anything, you've got to do it better, because you've got to be better than him. Otherwise, that's it, buddy. You're out.
Yeah.
You can't be judged on anything other than your physical or monetary worth.
Well, it's clearly that's clearly like how Nate sees it. He's like,
June is fucking
disgusting. Yeah. I don't really care about her. Like, her personality traits clearly align with mine a lot more than Paris Hilton's does. But she's fucking ugly. Fuck her. I want to fuck the Paris Hilton person. And I was like, fuck you. I hate you. So they do the... It kind of goes through time and... He's becoming progressively more jealous. And they keep throwing in, like, little... Like, they'll... Nate and June, Nanny McPhee...
Yeah.
Will, like, lock eyes or, like... They'll go out to a club. Paris Hilton and Hunk
they
of
have
a Man.
Like, personality moments, right?
Yeah. Where they're like... Oh, they're talking about their interests and they align and they have like a moment where you think, oh my god, they're gonna kiss, but they're gonna fuck, but he's like, oh no, wait, I forgot, I'm trying to fuck Paris Hilton. so he just like acts like a complete cunt, and then Paris Hilton calls him out on it, and she's like, well, you've spent this whole time not getting to know me, you're just like trying to fuck whilst getting to know June, but not having any interest in her and just being jealous of this guy who I'm not interested in and clearly are not interested in, but you can't see that, you're just going to tackle him. So, bye. And he's like, no, please, please, Juggernaut, please. But, like, I was just... this next bit fucking destroyed me. Because I was like, I hate him. I hate this guy. He's the worst person in the world. Because they have a moment where, so it's after the club. Paris Hilton's being like, actually, you're a dick. And then he goes back to their place or something. I can't remember. But he goes to their apartment and June's there. And it's like, oh, she's hot now. Oh, yeah. There's like a time jump or something, isn't there?
Yeah, because so Paris Hilton is all like, fuck you. And then I think he again, we've been getting a couple things where like, he's been talking to June, and then, you know, the dentist had like filed her teeth down, and then she's going to get veneers in,
yeah,
and all this sort of stuff. And then I think he's at June's place because they're like hanging out, and she obviously likes him for some reason, even though she knows that he's lying and
and
manipulating his way to try and get into Paris Hilton's pants. And then you have the thing where, like, she's like, oh, but I've never been kissed by a guy. And then he just fucking grabs her face. He was like, oh, because they're kind of getting a bit closer. And then he's like, oh, but yeah, but I kissed you at the yoga thing in the beginning. You remember when we had the comedic thing where you were really ugly and then somebody bumped into me and I accidentally kissed you? And then she was like, that wasn't a kiss. And he was like, yeah, it was like this. And then he just grabs her fucking face. And we were like, yo, that's a bit much.
Man, I was like, literally, it's like this guy, they literally done the, oh my God, she's hot now. This is it. Like, I finally see you as an object that I can manipulate. But he's like, oh, you've done the hot thing. Hey, do you still think I could fuck your friend? Also, let me assault you. And I was like, fuck off. Fuck you. Like, I just... It's just fucking so weird. And he's acting like... He's like, it's not like a, oh, I can't believe... Because then he says a line where, and that's why she's like, actually, fuck you, get out of my house. Because he's like, I can't remember.
He's like, kisses her, and then he goes, oh, I don't know why I did that.
Yeah, yeah. Not being like, oh, God, that was really inappropriate. I'm sorry. That should have been... He's like, God, I don't know why I did that. You're disgusting. I want to fuck your friend. I was like, oh, fuck this guy. But then, this is... You might have to help me on this, because I got a bit lost at this point. It's like, after then, he shows up to a party? Is there another time jump or something?
So, they do this a couple times where they have, like, a time jump. Where... So, she gets mad at him, and then... I think she leaves, but I don't know whether it's his place or her place. They don't seem to like really clarify that stuff much. But the point is, you have then a time jump where he's going to a party. He's like got an inflatable car around his waist, and he's dressed up as a guy in a car.
It's what's that thing? Street Racer, isn't it?
Yeah, probably. I mean, I don't know, but then fucking Swedish hunk guy is there, and he's got June hanging on his arm.
She's, well, they're like together,
up, and they're, right? Like together. So I don't. Oh yeah, no, because you have one bit where after I don't remember when it happens, but he's like sat on the sofa and he looks like a mess and he's just eating the fucking cookies because it's at his friend's house. And then his incel friend comes in and he's like, you gotta snap out of it, man. You gotta go and do the thing or something.
Yeah.
And I think that's when he goes to the party afterwards. I mean, it does, either way, it doesn't matter. The point is that he's at this party and he's like, oh no, June's with the guy. Oh, this sucks. And then Paris Hilton shows up.
Yeah. She's
acting all like, because June's like, oh, I smoothed it over with her, by the way. Now she's fine with you and wants to fuck you again.
And he's like, okay, he's like, sweet.
Okay, sure. Like, what? And then Paris Hilton shows up and she's like, oh, she told me that you were only doing it because you were only being an asshole and saying the things you were saying to protect her, and that was so nice of you. So now I'm really horny and I want to have sex. And then she's acting all drunk and stuff, which later she reveals was fake as a test.
Like, it was a test. And to see, like, if why
he still liked her or something.
Yeah, I don't
know. Fucking weird.
There is one funny bit where, and this probably tells you more about me than anything else, but she like just does a massive fart, and then because she's doing her drunk Paris Hilton voice, she does a massive fart and she's like, oop, that one doesn't smell though, I can tell. And I was like, good stuff. Love a fart joke. That's me. I'm here all week for fart jokes.
It was because I thought what they were going to do was like, oh, now they do the reverse because...
Yo, wait, she's gross. Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's like, yeah, but in the sense of like, oh, with the other girl, she was gross physically, but she had a great personality, and now she looks good, but Paris Hilton looked good before, but it turns out that even though she looks good, she has a gross personality, but he never found out because he never took the time to get to know her, and so she's going to be farting and spilling wine over herself and just being really stupid.
Yeah, which would have been more interesting,
but at the same time it would have been the whole thing of like
very Jared. yeah
because it would have been the thing as well of being like, oh, kind of, you know, kind of model good looking blonde girl dumb,
yeah, other girl smart, I will say
personality,
I will say, you know what I mean? Paris Hilton's character is as stupid as like the whole thing is that she just doesn't give a shit that she's being stalked. She is quite an interesting character, like, and I like kind of respect her almost. You kind of respect her for being like, as fucking stupid as it is, she's like, no, I have my values. I'm not getting with you because I want to look after my friend who gets bullied every day, and I could have whatever I want, but I'm going to look after my friend. And I was like, I respect that, Paris Hilton. And she's not, like, terrible in this either, acting-wise. I thought she was fine.
Yeah, I think there was one bit where she was crying in that scene where she was crying, where it was, like, all right. But at the same time, it was just kind of, I think it was also partly the direction of it, of the scene, like I said, the directing of it, because she would be like, I can't do this. It's like a fucking soap opera or something where she's like, I can't do this anymore. But then she just like turns away slightly and doesn't like leave. She makes it seem like it's, this is it, I'm done. And then
yeah,
looks, turns slightly and looks away from him. And he's like, no, wait. And you're like, what? This is fucking dumb. But yeah, no, she wasn't bad.
Yeah. But yeah, so June's about to have sex with the guy, but then she realizes, because it's revealed that this Swedish guy is he just using her for sex?
Weird thing where like he's perfect in everything. He cooks amazingly. He helps sick kids and blah 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 and whatever. And then when Nate is talking to him and he's like, man, you're just fucking great at everything, man, what the fuck? And then he's like talking about June really weirdly and saying like, yeah, you know, I really fixed her up like she was a project. And he's like, she's almost perfect. She's almost beautiful. And she'll be really grateful with what the gift I'm going to give her today or something like that. And like, it's just super fucking weird about it.
He's just like, objectifying her.
Like, yeah, that, basically. And then just kind of treating her like she's like a project and that she's, again, she's almost beautiful and the gift of my penis shall be appreciated. Yeah, it's basically what he was saying.
Yeah.
And so then, you know, you have the thing where he's then like, he's like, what the fuck? And he tries to like fight him. And then he's like, you can't get with him because he's an asshole. And he said, you'd be grateful. And he's using you. And it was at this bit where you have a bunch of lines where it just feels like the most stupid, like cheesy rom-com kind of dramatic lines where the writer is sat there in the fucking little room that he wrote this in, being like, oh yeah, this is really great, where she's like, you know, romance is, I just want my guy that runs to me out of breath, telling me his emotions, but like all things, happily ever afters, they're not true, or some shit, you know what I mean? Like, shit like that, and you're like, fucking ChatGPT fucking wrote this. Like, this is so shit. And then, like, she's gonna have sex with the guy, because the whole point is that she's like a virgin as well, because she was so ugly before, and she's just like, I just want to get this over and done with and not be a virgin anymore. So she's gonna have sex with the guy, but then he says like, for some reason, even though it's weird to have like a pickup line, even though
enduring,
like they're like kissing, they're on the couch,
throes of passion.
Well, maybe on his side, but he says a line that we heard earlier when she was still fully ugly and there were a bunch of fucking like gym boys at the bar with their like fake everything, fake, you know, veneers and hair and whatever, and chiseled chin and whatever, and one of them goes over to Paris Hilton, literally is like touching her up, like feeling all across her shoulders and stuff, and then being like, hey, is your dad a baker? And then her friend is like, what, because she's got nice buns? Try it again, bucko. Fucking, we've heard every phrase under the sun. Like, you know, take your fake fucking hair and piss off and whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, just rips into him. And so when she's going to have sex with this guy, he's like, hey, is your dad a baker? And she's like, it's like the fucking like Hitchcock. Like, they don't use it in this, but you can imagine like the Hitchcock fucking, like, you know, in Guardians of the Galaxy 2, where he goes, what?
Yeah.
After he's like, it was a shame to put that tumor in her head. And he's like, what? It's that she has like that moment. But then she's just like, all right, we're going to have sex anyway. And then kind of like carries on with it. But then they obviously don't.
But it turns out because Nate is about to have sex with Paris Hilton. And she's like,
he's really like, throwing herself at him.
Yeah. And then he's like, they're about to. And he's like, I've just realized. He's like, I've just remembered I'm in love with Jude. And she's, and instead of being like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, all of this fucking, are you kidding me? This whole fucking film, you've been stalking me, swooning over me. We've gone on dates. I've got to know you. You, okay, in fairness, didn't get to know me because you're a piece of shit. But we're here. We've done it.
He admits as well in that moment to stalking her.
Yeah. And she's like, oh, that's nice. Go get her, champ. And I was like, fuck off. Oh god. But yeah, so he runs to the house. He's like, I gotta interrupt them having sex, and like bangs on the door, and then Swedish guy opens the door. I was quite surprised because he's still got his shirt off, drinking a cup of whiskey, like with a semi. And he's like, oh yeah, she left. I've just been looking in the mirror for like 20 minutes. So you get the implication that like midway through, she's like, actually, I've changed my mind, bye. And he's like, eh, don't bother me. See you later.
He like opens the door and when the guy knocks on it and he's like, June?
Yeah. But he got himself a drink at least.
Yeah, he got himself, he's drowning his sorrows.
Yeah. But yeah, so he runs off. He runs to the pier and they do the... He confesses his love to her and they do a kiss. And you're like, okay, in that moment, when he runs to her, confesses his love, and then they kiss, it's sweet. But then you remember the entire rest of the film and you're like, oh...
Yeah, because that bit is like just any rom-com where, you know, it's at night in the rain and they're on a pier and he's like, but I always loved you. And I was like, bro, you've known her for like...
Yeah, it's like Andrew Lincoln, to a 17-year-old with big fucking whiteboard signs being like, don't tell your parents, but I want to bang. And she's like, oh, bloody hell. That is bloody lovely. but yeah, you're just like, nah, you don't fucking get to do that. That this whole film, you've just been sodging about the place, and now you're like, and then they have a passionate kiss, and then it fucking ends. They just kiss, and it's like, they don't do the like, 6 months later, they're on a date, they're all happy, and Paris Hilton is like, friends and everything worked out at the end. They're like, now they kissed on the pier and then Paris Hilton tells her what he did to her and she's like, oh, I'm not getting with you, you fucking prick. And then he dies alone.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's
happy ending.
Yeah, happy ending for everyone. Yeah, bad film good.
Bad film, terrible. It definitely deserves the fucking percentages that it gets.
Yeah,
it's
100%.
It's just one of these, like, shitty kind of... It tries to be, like, funny with it. And it's, you know, they have this whole... But it's just... I don't know. It's just cringy and shit.
This is maybe the worst one that we've watched, I think. Maybe not in terms of quality, but in terms of... Like, I hated watching this. And usually you're the one that hates watching them, and I'm like, I find it funny. But this one, I was like, nah, fuck off. Like, painful to watch the amount of it's just horrible. You're just like, oh, God, this is just not nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bad film, good. Next week. That's a good question. I think next week for you listening,
yes,
is final. No,
final
Fantasy. Freddy's. Five Nights at Freddy's.
Yes,
but we'll be recording something else.
Yes. Yeah, next week. Yes, yeah,
yeah.
It will next week. Will, for you guys, will be final. For fuck's sake, Five Nights at Freddy's.
Yeah.
But for us, because of the way we're recording it.
Yeah,
It'd be something else.
But yeah, if you want to help with the show, give us a 5-star review. Tell a friend. Follow us on the socials. So. We've got X, we've got MySpace, we've got...
No.
Reddit.
We're not on any of these things.
We've got our own Reddit now. I set up a Reddit page
not
for
just
us.
A subreddit, an entire... We've made an entirely new website called Reddit. And incels are not allowed on there.
Yeah, so that's why we have no followers. It's a high-class establishment. Yeah, there's no incels on there, so... You could be the first if you're not an incel. first come, first serve,
people. Come on. Come on, come all.
But yeah, as always, we'll leave you with... give me a second.
You'll get there.
Just give me a second. AI wars, baby.
Yeah.
It's where we... So we used to, at the end of every episode, used to take an Inspirobot, which is a randomly generated quote slapped onto a random image, and give you those for some inspiration. But then I said, these suck. So I went on Image Flip and found some funny memes that were a bit fucky. But you stayed loyal and stayed with Inspirobot.
Yeah.
So we decided to start pitting them against each other and counting... Yep. Who wins each week? As soon as we started doing that, Image Flip became trash and Inspirobot became funny again. It's currently 18 Inspirobot, 16 Image Flip.
Oh yeah.
So you're not out of the woods yet. You have got a lead, but I could catch up. You know,
you're always snapping at the heels. I will say.
Yeah. I'm just reminding you.
We're getting ahead of the times. We're pitting AI against each other before they end up fighting.
Before
us,
Robot Wars does it.
Yeah.
Did you go first last time or did I? I can't remember.
Let's say I did. I don't remember, but sure.
All right. So this is the Yoda meme.
And he's a staple.
He's a staple. But it's not. It's less relevant to be Yoda and more Star Wars, I think. But it just says, "Fuck you, Daddy. I will be your favorite movie."
What? That's not even in Yoda speak.
Yeah, I don't know. Fuck you, Daddy. I will be.
Fuck you, Daddy. I will be your favorite movie.
He's not wrong.
Yeah. I suppose, kind of, in a way. I have a picture of the world. It is
the world.
The world. It is the globe itself, hanging around in space. Can't really see any of the space behind it though. So it's just mainly a picture of the globe. Can't tell you where we're looking because there might be America actually. There's a lot of clouds. You know how
the
it is.
One country,
the one country. Yeah, but yeah, right in the smack bang in the center of the Earth, it says, "Don't compare yourself to a mentally handicapped person. Scare people to make things interesting."
Fucking hell!
Fucking Spirobot's going hard.
Spirobot's coming after some. Some people, you know. Inspirobot's not taking no prisoners.
But, I mean, look at this. The word interesting is fucking huge as well. So it's like, let's make things interesting!
I don't know.
I feel like they were both a bit trash this week. Yeah. I was desperately, while you were reading yours, just trying to search for one. But it wasn't really giving me anything, so...
I think last week was a draw.
Last week was
a
draw.
But I think it's going to have to be another draw. I can't justify giving you a more of a lead for that shite.
Yeah.
But I don't think mine was that bad. All right. 1917.
Or we could just keep the... Do we add one each?
No, we add one. We always add one.
Well, I was going to say, because I don't know if they really deserve... A point being added, you know, even if it's on both sides.
No, we always add. I've always added a point, and I'll continue to do so.
Okay.
Thanks for listening. How many? What episode was this?
90. I think it's 92 because I think we've done 91.
Yeah, 92. Yeah. Nice.
Eight left. 92. So we have 8 episodes left on the countdown before AIM fucks off.
before I fuck off. And now what we say at the end of every podcast.
Oh, no.
You can fuck off.
Yeah, that's fucking right. But please come back next time.
No. Don't.